The Deputy Commissioner of New South Wales Rural Fire Service is Rob Rogers. He's on the line. G'day, Rob.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, mate, I just needed to talk to you so you can calmly explain to me where all this smoke's coming from at the moment, because people are telling me that we've got smoke in the south and smoke in the northwest as well.
Sure, Ray. Look, there is still some burns going on that were lit over the last couple of days.
Okay.
There's burns up in the Hawkesbury area, burns down in Wallandilly, and I think there's even a burn still, a bit of smoke coming up from a burn in the Holsworthy area. So there's around 40 burns still going in the state today. So, and I know people are concerned given it's an unseasonably warm day. We've made contact with all of our local areas, with national parks, and just spoke to them about, are they comfortable with what's going on? In some cases, we've put more resources, more helicopters, more trucks there. So we're making sure that we're ready to respond if something does flare up. But at the moment, there's no concerns. The thing I am concerned about, though, Ray, is out in the west of the state, out in that Dubbo area, Condoblin, just how warm it's going to get there today. And winds, even now, they're up to 40 kilometres per hour gusts from the northwest right now. So.
Have you got any hazard reductions out there?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Right,
and we've got a lot of brigades on standby, aircraft on standby, because it is unseasonably warm, and obviously it is. Look, it's one day. It's a one day sort of glitch in the weather. So we're expecting it to calm down and have more traditional weather tomorrow. But we've got to get through today, and obviously there's a lot of farmers that traditionally will burn off at this time. So we're obviously trying to get them to just hold their horses just for the day, and then obviously resume normal programming tomorrow.
All right, explained it well. Thanks, Rob, as always.
Good on you, mate. Bye-bye.
Rob Rogers, Deputy Commissioner. So it's hazard reduction burning in parts of the metro area and the New South Wales region that was started 3 or 4 days ago. And I guess they didn't provide for the rather high temperatures we're experiencing in New South Wales today, which is a bit strange as we're in April, of course.